This is David Sobolov, voice of Depth Charge in Beast Wars, and you're listening to the Beast Unleashed podcast.
Hey, everybody, this is Dan Gilbazan, voice of G1 Bumblebee, and you're listening to All Things Transformers.
This is Megatron, and you've found the All Things Transformers frequency here at the Geekcast Radio Network. Join Steve and Mike as they unleash the beast in you and discuss All Things Transformers. Excellent! Yes!
Hello and welcome to All Things Transformers. I'm your host, Steve Megatron Phillips, and joining me in this adventure into All Things Transformers is TFG1 Mike.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, that is right. We are here, and we are no longer waiting.
No.
We just finished the interview with Josh Burcham. And as everyone else is already earlier to reveal the news, I can't talk tonight, folks. We're not newsbreakers over here at ATTF. We've never been newsbreakers. We're just news reactors. We give you our opinions on what has been revealed. And we're a little late on the Hasbro investor call.
Oh, yeah. Just a little. Just a little. it's not that bad. It just means that we have more time to percolate the information. I'm going with that.
There you go.
So, anyways, the Hasbro 2021 investor event, they cover Transformers, G.I. Joe, Wizards of the Coast, and more. So the things that obviously matter for this show are, they're saying, by 2022-23, expect 2 to 3 major motion pictures and 3 to 4 TV shows on major platforms for Hasbro brands.
Yeah.
They're saying Hasbro was the number one kids content owner on YouTube, delivering 48.4 billion views in 2020. Cyberverse. More than 200 projects underway across TV and film, with 30 plus Hasbro brands in development across TV, both scripted and unscripted, and feature films. Transformers. They're having a feature. Yes, feature film in partnership with Hasbro, slated for summer of 2022. It doesn't say which one. Yes.
Yeah.
Because I know they're supposed to have. Yeah. So that's just a feature film. That's regular live action. So yep. Who knows? And then new animated full length feature film in development. Although they have said that one of them is going to be a Cyberverse continuation.
It's kind of like going to be the conclusion, because like what we said when we reviewed Cyberverse, or when we may not have said it because I don't think we've covered season 3 yet, but when we talked off air to each other after watching the season 3 finale of Cyberverse, we're like, it just kind of ended. So I'm glad that this new Cyberverse animated film thing will be coming to kind of cap off that series.
Well, and it kind of reminds me of what they did with Prime, where they
yep.
Ended it with a feature film, and then they resurrected Megatron, and then they killed Prime.
Yep.
Again. Yeah. So then it says the first two chapters of the fan-based animated trilogy, War for Cybertron, have successfully launched on Netflix, with the third installment to be released July 2021, which is Kingdom.
That's right. In July.
Yeah, Christmas in July.
Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday to me. Comes out after my birthday.
In July, Predacons grow there.
Yes. So then there's Transformers BotBots. Have you ever seen those toys?
No, I haven't. And I heard Proto Man on his Transformers Slag YouTube podcast thing talking about this.
They're basically like those Matt Moylan
little formers.
They're basically, that's what they look like.
Yeah, but I heard about the premise from Proto Man, and I'm like, wait a minute. They're inanimate objects in the mall that come to life after the mall closes, and they have to not get caught by the security guard. This is a crossover between Transformers and Mallrats.
Mm-hmm. So it's a new 20-episode animated comedy series following the mischievous little Transformer robots, otherwise known as BotBots. Kevin Burke and Chris Wyatt of Spider-Man, Transformers Rescue Bots Academy, Stretch Armstrong, and will serve as executive producers and showrunners. The logline: BotBots are transforming robots that disguise themselves as everyday mall objects. By day, these BotBots hide quietly on store shelves, but at night, they jump into adventure until a group of BotBots called the Lost Bots run into the mall security guard and put all the bots in danger. It says, will these misfits be able to overcome their differences, defeat the security guard, and gain acceptance in the eyes of the other bots? Oh, man.
I mean, since it's going to be at Netflix and it's...
I'm not only, watching this.
I mean, I already pay for Netflix and it's Transformers and I'll probably make you cover it on this show at some point.
I will not watch this. I cannot stand stupid animation.
Oh, come on.
I cannot stand... For one, the design, it's not something I will ever watch. I have zero interest. The only way I would pay attention is if a Beast Wars character shows up. Other than that, fat chance at me paying attention to this.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I will be taking over this podcast for myself and someone else to cover BotBots. Because again, as I just said, I'm already paying for Netflix. It's going to be at Netflix. And this is a Transformers podcast. So,
and it's 20 episodes. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, no thanks. If it was like 3, I'd be like, eh, I'll watch them. But 20, hard pass. Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, this isn't much better. So, new Transformers animated series that they're partnering with Nickelodeon to co-produce an original animated series, 26 half-hour episodes to premiere exclusively on Nickelodeon in the U.S. before rolling out internationally. And this one, they don't have a name for it yet, but it says that it's, Nickelodeon approached them like, hey, we're already doing Power Rangers. We're already doing Ninja Turtles. It's like, you know. Right. Everything else. So it says in this action comedy series, I cannot stand when they turn something into a comedy series, like an action comedy. It drives me nuts. Anyways, a new species of Transformers must find their place and purpose among Autobots, Decepticons, and this is where it turns into garbage, and the human family that adopts them. The 26 half hour series will premiere on there. And then it says, while it sounds a lot like BotBots, it's not clear whether it will factor in. It probably won't, but I don't understand. I don't. But no. And then every website under the sun has this article, and then they change the logo to a different version of Transformers on every website.
Oh no.
So like it's got a picture of Animated on Deadline, and then on, and then on AllSpark, they use just the Nickelodeon logo, thankfully. Everybody else has, like, I've seen Transformers Prime, I've seen G1, I've seen Beast Wars, I've seen Cyberverse. Yeah. Anyways. Yes, Nickelodeon president says, as soon as I read the creative concept, which is at its core about family, I knew we absolutely had to tell this story with our good friends at E1 and Hasbro. The series will be reimagined story featuring both original characters and fan favorites for a whole new generation of kids and families.
It's kind of like how Nemipred said in his Origins episode, everybody has their own G1, and they're starting to, like, we had War for Cybertron, we had Cyberverse, and I will say this forever. Cyberverse to me is something that can appeal to everybody. It appeals to us. It can appeal to kids. And now they're skewing more towards getting kids back into the show, I guess.
Well,
I don't know.
Well, and what they're doing too is a lot of the executive producers are and development people are the ones that do the Rise of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles on Nickelodeon.
Yeah, that doesn't inspire confidence at all. But
yeah, if it was the previous team that did the 2012 series, I would be like, okay,
Yeah, you'd pay attention.
Yeah, I mean, this one I might still pay attention more than the BotBots, but I don't, it, being that it's a Nickelodeon show, and it's not, I don't have much confidence for it. I have very low expectations. I will probably give this one a shot, because it's supposedly going to be a regular series instead of the other, but I just, yeah, I don't have much confidence.
It's a crazy time we're living in where Transformers is everywhere, and they have to, like I said, they have to appeal to a bunch of different audiences. It's not just us. It's not, you know, they have to hit a wide array of audiences, and this is how they're choosing to do it. And if it succeeds, great. If it falls flat on their asses, well, then they hopefully can learn from this.
Or as Cheetor and Rattrap said in Optimal Situation, jumping gyros, he sure learns a new body fast enough. Yeah, he changes them quite fast enough. Just like the series.
Yep.
They change stuff fast enough. It, you know, give it a year, they'll have a new version. Or some other concurrent version running.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I'm more excited. I guess these other two series make me more thankful and excited for the War for Cybertron's trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
Than I previously was. I mean, slow banter and my gripes aside.
Mm-hmm.
I would much rather watch these than watch some of the stuff that I'm hearing about coming down the pipe. So, yeah. Anyways, the only other bonus to the new stuff coming out is, especially with War for Cybertron, is we get some awesome, awesome toys and yes, comics and characters cool. and visuals and yeah. So yeah. And then, I don't know if you've noticed this, but Shout Factory is going having a going out of print sale.
Oh, no.
Of all Transformers titles.
What? Really?
And G.I. Joe.
Send me that link because I have not seen that yet.
Yeah. I wasn't aware of it until I looked. Like they have like Rescue Bots. They have G.I. Joe. It's the Deke series. It's not the Sunbow. Right. They have Master Force, they have Victory, they have Renegades, Robots in Disguise, the 2015 series, Beast Wars, I believe is sold out.
Freak.
And, and Beast Machines, I'm pretty sure is sold out too.
Well, send me the Beast Wars link either way, just in case, because I probably need.
I'm going to send you the link to the website, but I saw that and I was like, oh, they still have Beast Machines, but they only discounted them like $4 or something, or some of them they didn't even discount. They just put a slash through it. a lot of the Rescue Bots is sold out. Renegades Season 1 Volume 2 is sold out. Beast Wars Season 1 is sold out. Headmasters is sold out, which I'm a little bummed on that one because I wanted Headmasters, but I didn't want to pay that much money. Shout Factory doesn't send out DVDs anymore for review. So then they had RID, they had the Japanese collection, they have Beast Machines, which is gone now, which means that those prices are going to become exorbitant and crazy because you won't be able to own them. So yeah, all they have right now is, I mean, when I checked it last week, they had Beast Machines, and they don't even have season 2 or 3 of Beast Wars. Those are gone, I think, too. So it says, yeah, going out of print, save while supplies last. I think it's because everybody's going to the streaming method.
Yeah. The problem is Beast Wars isn't streaming anywhere other than Tubi with adverts on it.
Yep. Well, I'm fortunate. I still have my Shout Factory review copy.
Right.
Of Beast Wars and Beast Machines, I have the Rhino copy. I didn't see the reason to buy the other one. Or one, I was hoping to get it for review. And then two, I didn't see the reason to go buy it when I already had it.
Yeah.
Just from a different company. So, and I loved the menu interface from the Beast Machines one because it, all the stuff are on Megatron's control panels, the vid screens. And he says, "Welcome to my throne room." And then you have the in the background music. And so it was just, it was great. But yeah.
Very cool. Very cool.
I suspect you'll have to go to Amazon to get some of these now at this point, because you won't be able to find them otherwise.
You're going to have to go to eBay to find the Beast Wars complete series. And even then it's going to be astronomical prices.
Mm-hmm.
Which sucks, but it is what it is.
Yeah, it's like I wonder how much I could get for the Shout Factory one.
You know what you can get for it? Send it out here to Washington. That's what you can get for it.
$200. I have an addiction I have to feed.
Yes. Well, you know what? If you want to do Beast War commentary episodes, you have to save that damn thing until we're done with that. So, anyway, over on to IDW, because I just realized we have the May 2021 solicitations for IDW Publishing's Transformers comics. Transformers number 31, written by Brian Ruckley. Anna Malkova is on art. Lord of Misrule, Test Flight 1. Optimus Prime's Autobots are starting to fray. They need Energon and supplies that they just don't have access to. But Perceptor has a plan. If he can supercharge Jumpstream's teleportation powers, the Autobots will have all sorts of new access to Cybertron. Of course, that relies on the experiment going right, and things can never be quite so easy. Very, very cool. Transformers Annual 2021, written by Brian Ruckley. Alex Milne is on art and colors. Lightstar. Vigilem, an ancient force, a Cybertronian titan, a seeming unstoppable engine, broke the tether between Cybertron and its moon. Lodestar remains the only other active titan, and together with her city speaker, Lightbright, has been tasked with bringing Vigilem home, or taking him down. When Vigilem flees to a colony run by Thunderwing and his lackeys, Lightbright, Lodestar, and the Technobots will have to go on the most dangerous mission of their lives in pursuit of the Titan. And also coming, I believe this is advanced solicit for August, yes, August 2021, Transformers Volume 4, Declaration of War, written by Brian Ruckley, art Anna Malkova, Fico Osio, Beth McGuire-Smith. A bold new vision of the Transformers universe continues, filled with diplomatic drama, techno-thriller twists, and giant sentient robots. The Decepticons have officially overthrown the Senate, with the Autobots out of power and Sentinel Prime deposed. It looks like Megatron's vision of the future will take over. But not if the new Prime can rally what's left of the security operations and the Senate Guard into a resistance. Meanwhile, with the Autobots and Decepticons declaring war on each other, a group of Cybertron's top scientists and diplomats launch a plan to get those uninterested in the fighting, including the alien Anovan refugees living on Cybertron, a way out of the devastation to come. Collects Transformers number 25 to 30, the Valentine's Day special one-shot, and Transformers Escape number 1 through 5. And then we have, as you mentioned earlier, Transformers Beast Wars number 4, written by Eric Burnham, art by Josh Burcham. The Beast Wars rage on, and when a seriously injured Maximal, like you had already said, so Transformers Beast Wars number 4, coming in May of 2021. Very, very cool. Always awesome to get the Transformers comic stuff in here as well. And I think that does it for us.
Well, actually, I know that we reported that there was going to be Transmetal, possible Transmetal figure releases coming.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Walmart listings for vintage Beast Wars line.
Right. I remember,
snuck out. So they're labeled as Transformers Generation Beast Wars, Vintage Optimus Primal, Vintage T-Rex Megatron, Vintage Rat Trap, and Vintage Cheetor. And what's funny about this is, if you remember back in the day, the Ultra class, which was the biggest that they had until Optimal Optimus, which was a super class or supreme class, they were the biggest that you got. And then you had Mega, which is Voyager now.
Right.
Well, technically Voyager would be considered. Yeah, it's still the same. It is Mega, and Ultra is basically leader class. Deluxe is basically deluxe, and basic is core. Anyways, the pricing that they have is Megatron and Optimus are listed for $49.97, which is, if that's the original figures, that's a significant jump in price from $20. Yeah. Which they've done this with G1 too. When they re-released, they upcharge. And then Cheetor is $22.97, which I'm assuming it was $12 back in the day, if this is the same one.
Probably.
And honestly, this one would be better quality anyway than the one that came out recently.
Yeah.
I wish I had my original compared to it, because the original is so much nicer and it comes with two weapons instead of a tail. I'm not even joking. Like, the new one, like, the paint apps are horrible on it. He comes with a tail, and you can't even put it anywhere when he's in robot mode if you don't want him to hold it, because it can't be plugged back in because the tail is longer than his legs. It makes no sense. Like, and he has no gun. So, and then it says no price for Rat Trap. So I've heard that they've lost the mold to the original Beast Wars Rat Trap.
How can they lose a mold to the toy that?
To the original one.
Right.
They came out with the one during the Thrilling 30, and that one was totally better.
Right.
I've heard the same thing happen with Terrorsaur. But honestly, he needs a redeco anyway to be bigger, because his toy was just terrible.
True.
So he could get an Airazor upgrade. So that's what's happening there. But I also know that they're coming out with a reissue of Transmetals, which everybody is hoping that they fix the crumbling gold plastic from the Megatron, because in every version of it, it breaks. It gets like brittle plastic disease, and then like he snaps at the hinge. Unless you get the Takara Beast Wars Metals version.
Mm.
Because they use a different kind of plastic, so it doesn't snap. But it also goes for an obscene amount of money. There's that. And then, of course, Generation Selects, they have the War for Cybertron Deluxe Transmutate revealed.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, I saw that. That looks awesome.
Yeah, so it turns to one of the Paleo Tracks type figures. It's a redeco and remold of the Kingdom Fossilizer Paleo Tracks. They've got that for sale for like $20 in late July, August this year.
Very cool.
And you can tell TFW is just like pimping themselves out something terrible. Sponsors links: Big Bad Toy Stores, TF Source, Robot Kingdom, Hobby Link Japan, The Chosen Prime, Toy Dojo, Ages 3 and Up, Entertainment Earth, Dorkside Toys. You know, as in buy it at one of these places or so we get money. Go ahead and extend that to me too, please. So it looks really creepy though. It's got Transmutate's head. The rest of it doesn't look anything like Transmutate. And then the head lifts up and it looks like really creepy. There's no way I want this.
Okay, I'll get it for you for your next birthday.
No.
Fly to Colorado and put it under your pillow.
You don't know where I live.
Yes, I do.
You'd have to get past my security system.
Oh, please. You don't leave it on half the time.
Yes, I do. You don't know. With that, there's that whole thing going on. And then, of course, Wave 2 is sprinkling out all over the place. So, like, Dinobot, Inferno.
Right.
So, I've seen Cyclonus. I have not seen a Dinobot or an Airazor at this point. I have seen the War for Cybertron. Studio Series 86 Grimlock. Like, everywhere.
Yeah, I saw that, too. Yeah.
But I've not seen a Dinobot or an Airazor yet, which I'm excited for, because Dinobot actually and Airazor needed an upgrade, something terrible.
Yeah, she did.
Although Dinobot's paint apps, I'll probably catalog that for Toycast and for here, but of right. my updates to some of them that are horrible.
Absolutely.
As far as paint decos, but yeah, so I'm a lot of things to look forward to in not only the comics, but series and figures and collectibles and yeah.
Whatever movies they're going to come out with.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to, because as of this recording, it hasn't come out yet. Funko's virtual con or whatever it's coming up. They're doing a GameStop exclusive Grimlock Funko Pop. So I'm looking forward to that. I wish I could get my hands on the GameStop retro box. They're doing two retro boxes. They come in either a Transformers or a G.I. Joe lunchbox. And you either get two of four pops, Optimus or Megatron. The Optimus and Megatron Funko Pops are essentially the original ones that they put out, except they have their energy weapons from the first episode in their hands instead of just having their guns.
Mm-hmm.
And they have Cobra Commander along with Duke as the G.I. Joe pops. I'm like, ooh, Cobra Commander, Funko Pop. That looks really cool. But I really want those Optimus and Megatron ones more. So, yeah. That's what's going on here at All Things Transformers. We've got a bunch of cool stuff coming up. We've got Autobotly April 2021 coming up, where Steve and I will go through a lot of the comics that I've been waiting for trades to release for them. Autobotly April this year will feature, if I don't go to Mystery Machine May, Transformers IDW's New Universe Volumes 2 and 3. Volume 2 is The Change in Your Nature. Volume 3 is titled All Fall Down. We will finish off Transformers Galaxies in two different episodes, one for issues 7 to 9 and then one for issues 10 through 12. And then obviously we'll have Beast Wars number 3 in April. So that's what's coming up for Autobotly April here on All Things Transformers, the pull bag, all that other good stuff. And yeah, I think that about rounds it out, unless you have anything else.
No, I think that about rounds it out for me too.
Okay, Megatron, grab your rubber ducky and give us a closing.
A closing?
Yeah. I don't want your cat to be the closing of the podcast.
My cat?
Yeah, I can hear your cat. I can hear her now.
Yeah, hear her meow?
Yeah, I can hear her right meow. Thank you very much.
Right meow.
Close the show, Megatron.
All right.
Good. Now, leave me. I have work to do. Yes.
My cat said no.
This is comic book artist Josh Burcham, and I hope you've enjoyed this episode of All Things Transformers.